Hey there, welcome along. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily for January 13th, 2020. Our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and past 24 hours. So we finally had our first real-life glimpse of the upcoming Samsung Galaxy S20, courtesy of XDA's Max Weinbeck, who shared images of the S20 Plus in the flesh. These images confirmed a few of the upgrades and inclusion of a 5G version. The new Domino camera array was pretty prominent, as was the central punch hole in the Infinity O display. Max also noted that the display is set to have a far less of a curve than on previous Galaxy devices, while the forehead and chin have been shaved down yet again. It looks like a lot like the Samsung Galaxy Note Plus Plus of sorts, but it's still generating a lot of excitement for the first proper flagship of the year. What's more, the next Samsung Galaxy Foldable is set to bear the Galaxy Z Flip name. The clamshell device looks slightly like a bigger Moto Razr, but it will also take the stage alongside the Galaxy S20 at the first Unpacked event of the year on February 11th. We still don't know anything about the specs or pricing, but it's the design that really stands out as it might actually make it to stores ahead of the Motorola Razr, which as we know was unveiled a little while back. In one of the biggest and probably most welcome news for many of you hearing this, Google could be set to clamp down on Android bloatware after an open letter was posted to Google and signed by over 50 privacy advocacy organisations. They made the claim that over 90% of real-world Android bloatware doesn't even appear on the Google Play Store, essentially bypassing the online store and then clogging up handsets around the globe. Of course, that means that these pre-installed apps can't be deleted easily and have far more device permission access than regular downloaded apps. We still have to wait and see what Google's response to this will be, but it might actually spur them into some sort of action to tackle bloatware on Android. A Danish student has managed to get Google Stadia running on an e-ink display e-reader, and while that is amazing, the experience isn't what you'd call immersive. However, this is really a showcase of just what the game streaming service has over similar platforms, even despite the inherent issues of lag, game library, and user base. Maybe we'll see someone running Stadia on a smartwatch soon. In fact, you can call that a challenge. We want to see someone do it, and of course we'll share all of the results should you be able to do so. And finally, a really neat Android Auto concept called Visible Zone has the neat ability to detect nearby pedestrians so long as they have the app installed. It can detect when someone is about to cross a road, giving you a prior warning notification right on your dashboard. At the moment though, it's just proof of concept, but it would be pretty amazing to see something similar integrated into Android or Google Maps in a future build. Of course, this was a super quick overview of all of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.